Hello and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. I know you got several choices, and I appreciate you spending time with us here. Of course, I do want to remind you of our 6 and 7 o'clock show. That's 6 to 7, 7 to 8 right here. And again, today we are just going to be playing some of my personal favorite interviews. Our first guest is Judith Salerno, and she's the president and chief executive officer of Susan G. Komen, responsible for the day of operation and the organization of setting Komen's strategic vision. Also, Dr. Bayer, and he is the medical director of Thyroid Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Also, we are going to be talking with Sherry Plunkett, and who is the CEO of the Third Box Pregnancy Clinic. It is a place where women and unexpected pregnancies can be unsure of what to do, and they have a place to go. So with that, I'm so glad that you're joining us here. Of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, or you can always email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, and I look forward to talking with you.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And we are in the 805 right now, and that is the brighter side of the 805. Our guest today is something that is near and dear to my heart. This is October, and there's nothing better than painting our hearts and our lives pink with cancer awareness. And today we have Judy Salerno being on our show with us today, and we're going to be talking about Susan Komen and breast cancer awareness. And I hope that all of you can participate this month in this great event that just brings us a little bit closer. So thank you so much for joining us again. For anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Judith, are you there?
Yes, I am. Happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much. And just for my listeners that don't know who you are, I mean, everybody knows about Susan Komen, but you are actually the CEO and the president, correct?
Yes, and I've been in this position for exactly 1 year.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. And really, what an amazing organization to be connected to, and what an amazing message, correct?
Absolutely. You know, when I came to this organization, I knew that it was doing great things. But I've spent a great deal of time this year visiting. We have 117 affiliates around the country, and I visited with 80% of them. And I've talked to survivors. I've talked to our grantees. I visited labs that we're supporting to do life-saving research. And it's an amazing organization because of the depth of the commitment, the dedication, and the compassion that our employees, our volunteers, and the public show toward our important mission.
I love it. And I know one of your things that you always say is you love a great challenge, correct?
I love a great challenge, yes, that's right. And
okay.
And the challenge before us is to do everything we can to end breast cancer forever. There couldn't be a better cause or a bigger challenge.
Amen. There you go. So tell us your vision. What are your goals for Susan G. Komen and going forward?
Well, my goal is to really be the most efficient and effective organization we can be through our mission to provide the support of the research so that we find the cures, we find ways to prevent breast cancer and better treatments until we get to that point. And to also make sure that we are there for every woman, man, and family going through the breast cancer journey, providing the support, the resources, whether it be food on the table, wigs, access to mammograms, everything they need so that they know that they're not alone in this journey. And we will do that, and we won't stop until we put an end to breast cancer.
How refreshing. You know, I'm a hair therapist, and I had a couple clients that I always did their hair, and then I remember one young girl, she had cancer. Her mom had passed away, and she called me and she goes, "I don't need you to do my hair, but can you go with me to look for wigs?" And I have to tell you, it was such, she was so refreshing to be with, and I could add that extra value, you know, to really help her pick out the wig that would make her feel comfortable all the way through all of her treatment. So I think that there's so many things that we could do, and people don't realize all the challenges that, you know, if you're alone, maybe you don't have a ride to the doctors, maybe you don't want to sit by yourself. I know my mother-in-law goes and takes a lady in, you know, every week with her to get her chemo. And it's just the company of feeling like we're not alone, correct?
Absolutely. You know, I was last week in Martinsville, Virginia, and I met a young woman, 30 years old. She has two young children. Her baby is 9 months old. And just the days before I got there, she received a new diagnosis of breast cancer. And that's bad enough, but she lost her mother in March to breast cancer. And because she was her mother's caregiver and she's a single mom, she lost her job. She lost her health insurance. So she had nothing, no one. And we connected her with a local organization that we support who has, they've gotten her into services. They're going to make sure that there's someone there to take care of her children while she goes for therapy, and she's going to need surgery very soon. But she was, she came up and she gave me a great big hug and said, "Thank you. I don't know what we would have done without you." So these kinds of stories that, you know, I wake up every morning
rewarding.
And think about these people. Yeah. And there are so many other stories out there and so many other people who need this support, and we will be there for them.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. I know you have lots of choices, and my show is all about the brighter side. We are in the 805 right now. We are growing leaps and bounds. But we are talking about Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Awareness. This is October, and this is what this whole month is just really, it's a national breast cancer awareness. And I have the pleasure right now of talking with Judy Salerno, and she is the CEO and president of Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer. Now, let me ask you, how can women reduce their risk?
Well, you know, while we can't prevent breast cancer per se, there are things that we can do. Maintaining a healthy lifestyle, that can help reduce our risk. We know, for example, that maintaining a healthy weight, getting regular physical activity, and limiting alcohol intake can help reduce your risk. And because we understand that, particularly after menopause, when women gain weight, obesity increases their risk of breast cancer. But very importantly, women need to know their risk. They need to understand their family history and how that might increase their risk. They need to get screened, and they need to make sure that they have access to those services so that if they have an abnormal diagnosis, they can get into diagnosis and treatment right away, and we can help them find those resources. But perhaps most importantly, know your normal. No one knows the look and feel of your breasts better than a woman herself. And
absolutely,
yeah.
We need to be our own advocates, correct?
Absolutely. And if you see something that's not usual, make sure you get bring that to the attention of your healthcare provider right away. Because
right.
The earlier you get a diagnosis, the earlier you get treatment, the better your chances are.
Right. Judith, What is still some of the challenges that we still face?
Well, the challenges are because women are dying of this disease, and most likely when it has left the breast and is in other parts of the body, it's much harder to treat. So we need to change that. And we need to make sure that we continue to preserve the pipeline of researchers who will make those research breakthroughs that will make a difference. You know, with the funding for research for the National Institutes of Health and the federal funding for all research programs on the decline, it's really important that organizations like ours continue to support the next generation of researchers who will make a difference and who will find those breakthroughs and will have that life-saving treatment that they will find. So that's one of our commitments. And it's also one of our big challenges is to reduce the disparities. We know that while some women can get into treatment early, there are others. African American women, for example, have a 40% higher risk of dying from the disease than white women. We know that Latina women get a diagnosis much later, and at a much more advanced stage. So these are things that are actionable
really,
now.
That's
things
so
we can make a difference.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
now,
it's
what
not
about
great.
A lack of health insurance. Is that a problem?
Well, yeah. You know, we have greater coverage through the Affordable Care Act. But just because you're insured doesn't necessarily mean you have access to services. We have women in rural areas who would have to travel 200 to 300 miles to get a mammogram. That's not easy. Or
right.
If they have a diagnosis, would have to travel that far for treatment. So, you know, again, there are cultural, there are language barriers, and we have to do everything we can to break down those barriers.
Well, a great topic and very aware. I mean, we need to be aware of this. Everybody needs to be aware of this. And this is something that we need to teach our teenagers and our young ones to make sure that they are looking, because younger kids and younger girls and boys, right, are having this. And it's just becoming being more aware of who you are in your body, correct?
Yeah, you can never start breast health early enough. You know, it's important. I have three children. Two are daughters and in their 20s, and I've taught them about the importance of breast health and knowing their bodies and knowing their risk. And I'm hoping that message gets carried to young people everywhere, because like this young woman I met last week in Virginia, 30-year-old, who had a new diagnosis. Their doctors will say, "Oh, you're too young for breast cancer." Don't take no for an answer if you think there's something wrong, there's something abnormal, and because you know your body better than anyone, and you can make a difference
right.
in your outcome.
Well, thank you. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we're talking with Dr. Judith Salerno. We're talking about, Dr. Salerno is the president and chief executive officer of Susan G. Komen. This is October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And what can my listeners, what can we do to help out? I know there's walks everywhere. There's things that we can do. What can we do?
Well, you know, we have 139 races and walks around the country. But, you know, breast cancer isn't about one day a year when people come out and walk a 5K. It's about 365 days a year where we need support, we need volunteers, we need awareness, and we need people to be informed. We have a wonderful website, Komen.org. We have 117 affiliates all throughout the country. We have several really active affiliates in Southern California, in Orange County, in Los Angeles, San Diego, where people are working on a daily basis to do outreach to the communities, to create awareness, and we need a lot of volunteer help. And if you want to learn more, you can go to our helpline. It's 877-GO-COMAN, and ask the questions and get the answers you need.
Wow. Great information. Again, Dr. Salerno, I know we have like a minute left. Can you tell us how Susan G. Komen got started, the organization?
Susie Komen was Nancy Brinker, our founder's sister, and she died of breast cancer after a short course in her 30s. And in those days, there was very little by way of treatment, and it was one size fits all, which we know is not the way to treat breast cancer now. And Nancy made a promise to her sister that she would do everything she could to end breast cancer so that other women wouldn't have to suffer as Susie did. And that's our promise to all women, that we will do everything we can to end breast cancer forever.
Well, and how long has this been going on? 30 plus years?
32 years.
32 years. Yeah. Wow. What a dedication, but not only that, what a dedication to all women. And I thank you so much for being a guest on the Kim Pagano Show. And again, I'm going to do what I can to spread, you know, my knowledge of this and to really help out. I think everybody needs to take this because, you know, it used to be people that you didn't really know. Now it's everywhere. And this is an important thing that we want to conquer. So thank you so much again, Judith Salerno, and President and Chief Executive Officer of Susan G. Komen. Again, can you give out that website?
Komen.org, KOMEN.org. And thank you for the opportunity to speak to your listeners.
Thank you so much. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a 4-course meal paired with 4 fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. We're talking from the 805 right now, but, of course, we talk to all over the world, and today we had the pleasure of talking to Dr. Bauer. He is a native of Buffalo, New York, and he is coming to us with something that most parents are not aware of: thyroid disease. And it can and it does strike kids, and of course January is Thyroid Awareness Month. So we're going to find out a little bit more about this. And again, excuse me, I know that you have lots of choices out there, and I'm so glad that you are joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Excuse me, the brighter side of the 805 and in life, and that's really what we talk about. So let's welcome Dr. Andrew Bauer. Well, thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your interest and your passion about your background and how thyroid disease in kids and under 10 is so rare.
Thanks for having me on your show. So as you mentioned, I'm from Buffalo, New York. I've had an interest in evaluating and caring for kids with thyroid disease for about 2 decades and have the privilege of being the director of the Thyroid Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So a center where we, you know, regularly evaluate and help manage kids with thyroid disease from our local area, but also from across the United States. So happy to talk about anything with thyroid disease, about how to evaluate and screen, and how to help make sure that kids go on and develop normally for essentially for most of these conditions, which is a very treatable form of disease. All forms of thyroid disease are very treatable.
Wow. So let me ask you, let's just start off with, and anybody that's just joining us right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805 we're talking right now, how many kids are affected by pediatric thyroid?
Well, it depends on which disorder, so I try to break it down into about 3 different groups. There's some kids that are born with a thyroid that doesn't work normally, and we screen for that across the United States and every state, and congenital hypothyroidism is about 1 in 2,500 kids, so it's actually relatively common and very treatable. And then there's another group of disorders where kids are born with a normal thyroid and then go on to develop a thyroid that doesn't work as well, which is called hypothyroidism, or is too active, which is hyperthyroidism. And that impacts probably 1 to 10,000 kids. And then thyroid nodules and thyroid cancer, which are less common in kids than adults, but it's interesting, and it's also seen in adults. This is one of the fastest, the cancers with the greatest increase in the number of patients that are diagnosed every year. That's true in the United States. It's actually probably true internationally in developed countries as well. We're interested in trying to figure out why that is, and we don't really understand that yet. We know that some kids that are exposed to radiation, you know, for treatment usually of another cancer, have an increased risk. That's not most patients. That's a smaller group of patients. Most patients don't have an easy identified explanation, and there's oftentimes no symptoms. They just happen to develop a thyroid nodule and a thyroid cancer. But as I mentioned, the good news is it's a very treatable disorder as long as you find a center that's expert in evaluating and caring for these kids.
So let me ask you, and this is so relevant. I just was sending out a newsletter that is, you know, about our responsible list. You know, we all have our wish list and our, you know, our bucket list, and but, you know, sometimes we forget about our responsible list. And a responsible list is, you know, it's the beginning of the year. You know, I have four kids. I always make sure, you know, that they all go in for checkup and a physical every year. And I know a lot of parents, you know, and even doctors like, oh, you don't need that every year. I do. I want that. I want that, you know, just in case, God forbid, there's something that's missing. Or what's your thought on that?
No, I agree with you. I think it's an important part, and it's, you know, a relatively easy part. With our busy schedules, if your kids otherwise seem fine, especially as, you know, they enter into the school age years, I think unless you have a sports physical or a camp physical, sometimes there's years where you don't bring them in. But it is such an easy thing to do, and it really is important. So bringing kids to their primary care doctor, family practice, pediatrician, having their vitals checked, their heart rate, their blood pressure, checking their growth, their weight, and their height, and put on a growth curve is really important. It's very easy. And then just a regular exam, and the thyroid exam is very easy. So the thyroid gland sits just under the skin. It's just above our collarbone and below what we would call the Adam's apple in an adult male. And if you look up at the ceiling, or you have your kids look up at the ceiling, you shouldn't be able to see the outline of the thyroid gland. And the outline of the thyroid gland looks like a butterfly or an H. And so if you can see that, that means your thyroid gland's enlarged. And then the next step would be, if that's the case, you can look for signs and symptoms, and you can have a referral. You know, you can do lab tests and have a referral made to an endocrinologist to try to figure out what's going on, and if there really is a problem with your thyroid gland that would need treatment. And most of these.
What are the signs? Not to interrupt you, but what are the signs and symptoms?
So the signs and symptoms, there's a lot of crossover between kind of everyday life and, you know, normal kids kind of things. But if you think about hypothyroidism as slowed down, so less energy, less activity, decreased exercise tolerance. If you did their vital signs, lower heart rate, the skin might feel cold, they would have dry hair, dry skin, constipation, problems with gaining weight. So those are kind of the hypothyroidism, but a lot of people have some of those symptoms that don't have hypothyroidism. Hyper is the opposite, so you're revved up, so kind of nervous energy, warm all the time, heart rate's beating really fast, eating it but not gaining weight. In fact, you might be losing weight. You could still be tired just because you're kind of in this hyper-energized state. And in both conditions, actually, the thyroid gland is typically enlarged. So again, looking at the thyroid gland can help sort out, is it, you know.
So just by having our kids, and for all my listeners out there, by having your kids look basically at the ceiling, and
yeah,
looking underneath their Adam's apple. Is this the same for girls, too, just looking underneath, you know, almost like at the base of your neck?
It's true for all people of all ages. So it's kind of a cheap, easy, you know, non-invasive of way of just doing a regular thyroid exam. So you have them look up and see if you can see the outline or see a lump or a bump in that area. And then, you know, your physician can then do an exam, physical exam, just with their hands, and then if they have any question, the next step is an ultrasound, a thyroid ultrasound. Again, very easy, no risks, and it's a great way of trying to see what's going on with the thyroid gland.
Okay. And for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking from the 805 right now. And I do want to remind you that we are talking with Dr. Andrew Beyer. We're talking about pediatric thyroid. And Dr. Beyer is the MD, Medical Director of Pediatric Thyroid Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Now, you know, so many of us, you know, we're busy and we don't know all the things that we do, but that is such a simple test that we can do for our kids. What is, are there steps after that, you know, I mean, and is the survival rate for patients, is it easy if you catch it early?
Yeah, absolutely. So for hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism, it's typically medical management. Hypothyroidism is a pill, even for little kids and even for newborns. There is no form of the drug that is stable in a solution. So if it's for a newborn, it's a pill. You put it on a teaspoon and you crush it and you mix it with water, breast milk, or formula and give it to the baby that way. And it's a weight-based medicine. So we check labs frequently, try to make sure it's a replacement hormone. So we're trying to normalize the numbers. And as kids are growing and developing, if you do the labs and you adjust the medicine, then you should expect that they would have normal growth and development. Hyperthyroidism can be a little bit more challenging. There's lots of ups and downs and swings and symptoms and changing of medicine, and oftentimes we can medically manage it, but there are some patients that reach a point of frustration or that the Graves' disease, the hyperthyroidism, is just too difficult to manage, and we decide to do something permanently to get rid of the Graves' disease and accept the hypothyroidism because that's more stable. And in those patients, it's either radioactive iodine or surgery. And surgery then is also used for thyroid nodules and thyroid cancer. And it's the surgery part that's a little bit more challenging because there's just less hospitals in the country that see enough pediatric patients that they become expertise in performing thyroid surgery. And so the complication rate can increase, of course, the less that someone's doing any type of procedure. So that's when it's really critical to find a place where the surgeon's comfortable, the system knows how to help care for the child, and the surgeon is regularly performing thyroid surgery to help keep the complication rate low. And when you can do that for thyroid cancer in kids, the survival rate is about 95% over their lifetime. So it's a very treatable cancer. So you want to really keep that, you know, that percentage high, but the complication rate low. And that's why these, you know, pediatric thyroid centers are so important to making sure we optimize care for patients with these disorders.
Dr. Beyer, I know obviously you're talking from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and they obviously have a thyroid center. Is there anywhere else?
There are some other centers across the country, and it's a group that we're trying to increase. So you can find some centers. You guys are out on the West Coast. I don't know if there's a specific pediatric thyroid center on the West Coast. Seattle may have one. There's one in Boston. So it's still challenging, I think, to find these centers but we need to have more of them, and that's why we end up seeing kids, I think, coming, if it's possible, you know, based on time and money and insurance, to make it to Philadelphia. A lot of patients end up coming because these types of centers just aren't as available as they need to be for patients.
And now, do you ever come out here? I mean, do you have permission to come out to the hospitals out here?
Well, I come out to give meetings. Actually, I'll be in San Diego twice this year, but they're medical meetings. They're not patient care meetings.
Oh, okay.
Right, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have any privileges in hospitals in California.
You don't have privileges. That's what I'm wondering. We're going to have to invite you. We're going to have to get them. So.
Sure.
well, you know what? Thank you so much, Dr. Andrew Beyer. Where can my listeners find out more information about you and, you know, the hospital?
Sure. On our website, which is www.chop.edu/thyroid. And CHOP is CHOP, Children's Hospital, Philadelphia. So it's chop.edu/thyroid. And we have information there to include our contact information for anyone that has questions or is seeking another opinion as far as evaluation and care.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. And again, thank you for your passion and your knowledge. We appreciate that here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me again on the show, Kim.
You got it. Have a really great day, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, great. Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome, everyone, to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And we are talking from the 805 right now. And joining me today is Sherry Plunkett. And she's going to be talking about, Well, there's some of us that, you know, have things that we were not intended to have. And that's some of the things we're going to be talking about today, and that is an unintended pregnancy. And Sherry's going to be giving us some support on, you know, letting us have the women's decisions that we still own in our own bodies. And I appreciate you being here. And again, Sherry Plunkett, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show.
Thanks, Kim.
So, Sherry, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you stand behind this, and a little bit about Third Box.
Well, I'll start by telling you about myself. I had an unintended and very unwanted pregnancy in my mid-20s, and I considered abortion. So I've walked in the shoes of the women who make this decision, and I want to make sure that every woman has the time, space, and support she needs to make her own choice, one which aligns with her beliefs and values. And so what we've done as an organization is we've recently done national research, had it commissioned and was done by one of the largest polling firms in our country. And what we found out was that in the 2.7 million unintended pregnancies every year, one out of four women are unsure of what to do. They have absolutely no idea which direction they should go. And we also realized in looking at what their needs were at that point of making their decision and at that time in their life, there was not another organization in the United States which solely existed to focus on and meet those unique medical and counseling needs. So we have developed an organization and recently just launched it in October, and we focus on the woman in an unintended pregnancy who is unsure of what to do. We provide her with time, space, and support to decide, and we offer her counseling for up to a year after her decision, no matter what choice she makes. So she has access to our clinics, and we offer same-day appointments. All of our services are free, and the medical care she needs is a confirmation of her pregnancy test. She needs an ultrasound to determine how far along she is and if the pregnancy is viable. Our nurses spend a lot of cutoff date for her coming in.
No. If she's too far along, is that something that you recommend, you know?
Keep in mind that we're working with women who are unsure. So generally, we're working with them very early in their pregnancies. But there are cutoff dates, you know, there are cutoff dates that she needs to be aware of, and we help women, you know, we help women realize those if they're considering terminating their pregnancy. Yes, there are cutoff dates, but keep in mind we generally work with women very early in their pregnancy when they've just, you know, started to suspect they're pregnant, and that's when we engage with them. So our nurses also are able to provide pregnancy symptom control. Imagine trying to make a really important life decision and you're so exhausted you can hardly hold your head up and you're so nauseous you can hardly keep a thought in your brain. Our nurses can help with that. And
tell us some of the, you know, and I appreciate that this has actually been your journey, and that's why you're so passionate about it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, one, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and this is definitely an option, you know, that when it isn't something that you planned or it wasn't your intention to be pregnant. We're speaking with Sherry Plunkett, and we're talking about we're talking about the Third Box, and you are actually
right.
The CEO of it, correct?
I am.
Where are they located?
Well, we're located in the Bay Area, in San Francisco Bay Area. So that's where we've launched our new organization in October from the Bay Area. But right now we're expanding across the country into 5 additional major metropolitan areas: Chicago, L.A., New York City, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Miami. And those are the areas that we have identified as having the greatest need because there are the greatest number of women that are in unintended pregnancies in those areas. And we know that 1 in 4 women are unsure.
Okay. So how does Third Box compare to other pregnancy clinics?
It's a very good question. Other pregnancy clinics do a lot of things, and pregnancy resource centers, which there are many of them out there, do a number of things. They provide baby clothes, maternity clothes, parenting classes, etc. Planned Parenthood provides a lot of services. One of which is abortion. And so those are what we've come to realize as destinations for the decided. If a woman is in an unintended pregnancy and she wants to continue her pregnancy and have her child, she goes to a pregnancy resource center because they are set up to help her in the process of carrying that out. They have practical and emotional support for her as she's continuing her pregnancy. On the other side, if a woman knows she wants to have an abortion, then she goes to an abortion clinic or Planned Parenthood because that's where you can have an abortion. And so we have established ourselves right in between that, because who's serving the woman who's unsure? Neither of those organizations have focused on the woman who's unsure, and neither of them have the unique combination of both medical and emotional care services. So we focus on the woman that's unsure. And when she makes her decision, we then offer her ongoing professional counseling for a year after her decision, because we realize that no matter what choice she makes, being in an unintended pregnancy is a stressful place to be. So the other thing I really want to highlight, Kim, that we do that's so important is when we did the national study on women, we found that their second greatest need was to have their partner involved emotionally in making the decision. So once we saw that, we then commissioned national research on men. And so we now know what men are thinking, what their fears are, what their concerns are, and what it's going to take to get them involved in the counseling process. So we offer not only professional counseling through licensed clinicians and master degree interns for the woman, but also for the man, and most importantly for the couple, because as you can imagine, that is going to be a difficult conversation, and it helps to have a professional facilitate that conversation.
Well, and I think that's really good. Now, I guess I was a little unclear in the sense that unintended pregnancies obviously still happen even if it wasn't a rape or it wasn't an unintended. You're talking about, you know, maybe a couple having unprotected sex and they get pregnant and they're not ready for it, correct?
Well, I think, you know, most people don't realize, but 51% of all pregnancies in the United States are unintended. And, you know, that number makes up folks that haven't, you know, been using any kind of contraception and folks that have been using contraception. I mean, there's a failure rate. So it could be across the board, but it is not a planned pregnancy. It is not wanted, and it is not the time that this woman wanted to be pregnant. That is what we look at with unintended.
So I just, of course, as a mom, Sherry, I just want to ask, you know, and really just put this out as a warning, anybody that's listening, and you know, we need to do our part of, you know, protecting ourselves. And is that something that your organization talks about after, you know, one mistake? Because there's so many times that, you know, women over and over and over, I mean, how many times can you have an unintended pregnancy?
Well, and one of the main things that we ensure with women is that each woman has a primary care physician. So it's another service that we provide. If she doesn't have a primary care physician where she can, you know, where she can address her contraceptive needs, then we're able to connect her with and help her evaluate and access low-cost or no-cost primary care. Because we're not involved with giving contraception or birth control. The women we see are pregnant and unsure of what they're going to do, and we're focused on meeting those needs. But then each one of the women we work with is referred back to her primary care physician, or we help her access primary care.
Okay. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, I'm so glad you're here starting your day in a positive way, or restarting your day in a positive way, I should say. And talking with us right now is Sherry Plunkett. And obviously, Sherry, you are really passionate. How long has Third Box been around?
Third Box is brand new. We launched in October. But our predecessor organization had been here in San Francisco for 30 years. So Third Box is built upon 30 years of experience serving women in unintended pregnancy and national research that we have recently done. And it's also built primarily through women who really believe that if we were in this situation, this is exactly what we would want, how we would want to be treated, what we would want to receive. And so we believe that women who are unsure deserve the very focused and uniquely suited services of Third Box.
I like it. You know, I love when things come about because of a journey that we've taken. And, you know, that to me is kind of speaks for itself. Now, let me ask you a question. What does the research show about the kind of women of care for women with unintended pregnancies need?
Number one, they need time to process all their thoughts and feelings. Number two, they want their boyfriend, husband, partner involved emotionally in the decision. Number three, they need financial assistance. And number four, they need immediate medical care and information. Those are their top four needs, and we are addressing all of those and more through Third Box.
And now, who are some of your sponsors, and who stands behind Third Box?
It's really just individuals and foundations that care about the unsure woman and believe there's a better way to serve her, and so. It's no names that you would recognize, because we don't have any government funding, and we don't accept any political advocacy funds. So it's just individuals and foundations in the community that say there's a better way than this culture war over abortion. There's a better way than this two-box political system that is nothing but a culture war. It is not serving the woman. And so we've begun a new conversation, and it's not focused on fighting. It's focused on serving the needs of the unsure woman, and that's what we're doing. And there's over 650,000 women each year in America who are unsure. It's time that we really focus on providing for them.
Wow. And let me ask you a question. When the women go through counseling, is there ever a time that they regret, or is it they really work through, their support and all their decisions that they feel really good about?
I guess I don't really understand your question.
Well, we all make decisions in our life, and you're talking about, obviously, a baby and an unintended pregnancy, and we try to always do the right thing. Correct. And I guess, what you're saying is you have all these amazing people in plan of working them through their decisions.
Mm-hmm,
is there ever
mm-hmm.
a time that they, they feel like they've made the wrong decision, or, have they really worked through it enough to make that really concrete decision?
Kim, I'm going to answer that question not based upon a woman. I'm going to answer it based upon myself. The worst decision I made in my own life is when someone just told me what to do. The worst decision in my own life is when somebody, and I'm not talking about a decision over an unintended pregnancy. But I was at a point once in my life where I needed absolutely to make a critically important life decision. And the person who sat with me, who counseled me, who was in a, you know, in a place of counseling in my life, instead of drawing out from me what I really wanted to do, this person just said, I was in that situation, here's what I did, you should do it too. Do you know that to this day, that is the worst decision I've ever made? So
yeah,
we just so strongly believe, and we honor women and respect the fact that they have a voice within them, which is the right thing for them to do, and they need to hear their own voice. And we want to help them hear their own voice.
Sherry, I love your passion behind this. And I just have to share, you know, with my listeners, they already know, they've been, you know, I've talked about it before, but I have four beautiful children, but I lost one baby to hydrocephalus. And, you know, it is a personal decision of knowing that this is the right thing for your journey, for yourself. And so, you know, there is a place for a third box there, and I'm glad that you're making it, that we all have a decision. We all have a voice in our life, and, you know, I thank you for being here on the Kim Pagano Show and sharing your passion with my listeners.
Well, thank you for giving me a chance to get this story out, because it's critically important. I really appreciate you having me on your show, Kim.
You got it. And thank you, Sherry Plunkett. And again, for anybody out there, Third Box Pregnancy Clinics. And it's just a place where women can go for unintended pregnancies. So thank you again, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you, Kim.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
I just want to thank you for listening today, and let me end our show with a moment of happiness. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. I'm telling you it's going to be worth it. With that, have a really great day.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.